الحمد لله الله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين، وعلى آله الطيبين وصحابته الأكرمين والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، حياكم الله إخواني وأخواتي إلى هذا اللقاء الثاني من لقاءات مواعظ رمضان. You are welcome to this second session of the مواعظ رمضان or the reminders or the strikers of رمضان. وكلنا يعلم أن رمضان كما وصفه ربه عز وجل في آية سورة البقرة في الآية 183 منها، قال تعالى: شهر رمضان عز الله تعالى سيرا من الآية number 183 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah Ta'ala said: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان في الآية 185 آية 185. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. الله تعالى says in this ayah, ayah 185 of Surah Al-Baqarah, as in the translation of the interpretation, the month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for the people and clear proofs of guidance and criterion. So whoever cites the new moon of the month, let him fast it. And whoever is ill or on a journey, then an equal number of other days. Allah will fall for you hardship, and once for you to complete the period of the glorify. The period of Allah for that to which He has guided you, and perhaps you will be grateful. في هذه الآية معاشر الأحبة يخبرنا تعالى أنه أنزل القرآن في شهر رمضان In this ayah, O dear brothers and sisters, Allah Ta'ala informed us that He has descended this Quran and revealed it on the night known by Laylatul Qadr or the night of Qadr. And it is a blessed night. كما أخبر الله عز وجل في سورة الدخان قال سبحانه وتعالى ألف لام ميم قال سبحانه وتعالى حاميم والكتاب المبين إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم أمرا من عندنا إنا كنا مرسلين رحمة من ربك إنه هو السميع العليم رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما إن كنتم موقنين لا إله إلا هو يحيي ويميت ربكم ورب آبائكم الأولين Allah Ta'ala says, as in the interpretation of the translation of this ayat of Surah Al-Dukhan, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and then Allah Ta'ala said, Hameem, and Hameem are letters of which the Quran is consisting of. وَالْكِتَابِ الْمُبِينِ Allah Ta'ala is swearing by the book. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala يُقْسِمُ بِكِتَابِهِ جَائِزٌ يريد به الحق of Allah is permissible for the slave to do if he intends with it the speech which is written in the book which is the speech of Allah book with وأما إذا قصد بالحلف أو بالقسم بالكتاب أي الورق الذي يمس بالأيدي فإن هذا لا شك غير جائز but if the slave intends with swearing by the book this book that contains of papers that can be taught by hand then this is definitely non-permissible and haram. وَهُوَ مِنْ شِرْكِ الْأَلْفَاظِ And it is from the shirk which is called the uttering shirk. قال تعالى: إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين. Indeed we sent it down during a blessed night. Indeed we were to warn mankind. فيها أي في تلك الليلة يفرق كل أمر حكيم. Therein, meaning on that night, is made distant every precise matter. وهذه الليلة كما أسماها الله عز وجل ليلة القدر. قال تعالى: إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر. ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر، سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. الله تعالى says, as in the translation of the interpretation, indeed we sent it, meaning the Quran, down during the night of decree. And what can make you know what is the night of decree? The night of decree is better than 1,000 months. The angels and the spirit, meaning Jibreel alayhi salam, descend therein by the permission of their Lord for every matter. Peace, it is until the emergence of dawn. والمقصود بقوله تعالى خير من ألف شهر, and the meaning of the saying of Allah that it is better than 1,000 months, يعني عبادة. أفضل العبادة فيها أفضل من عبادة ألف شهر. The worship during that night, whatsoever worship, is greater than it and 1,000 months, or it equals the reward of worship, of the same worship, for more than 1,000 months, which is more than 83 years. فهذا القرآن أيها الأحبة أنزله الله عز وجل عربيا. And Allah Ta'ala has descended this Quran in the Arabic language. وهذا القرآن أنزل قيما بلا عوج, كما قال الله تعالى في سورة الكهف في الآية الأولى منها, and this Quran was descended straight without any bendings in the meanings and in the literalization. Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Al-Kahf Ayah 1, الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا. الحمد لله, Allah Ta'ala says الحمد لله الذي أنزل الكتاب على عبده ولم يجعل له عوجا, أي لم يجعله معوجا, يعني متناقضا. All praise due to Allah who has sent down upon his servant Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم the book, meaning the Quran, and has not made therein any deviance, meaning to make it contradicted. هذا القرآن وصفه الله عز وجل أيضا في سورة الفرقان وهو أحد أسمائه أن الله تعالى described this Quran in سورة الفرقان and the Furqan is one of the names of the Quran. قال تعالى بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. Blessed is he who sent down the criterion upon his servant that he may be to the world a warner. هذا القرآن أنزله الله عز وجل رحمة وهدى. قال سبحانه وتعالى كما في سورة العنكبوت في الآية 51 منها قال تعالى أولم يكفهم أنا أنزلنا عليك الكتاب يتلى عليهم إن في ذلك لرحمة وذكرى للمؤمنين. Allah Ta'ala said, and is it not sufficient for them that we revealed to you the book, meaning the Quran, which is recited to them? Indeed, and that is a mercy and reminder for people who believe. والله عز وجل قال كما في سورة الزمر في الآية 23 منها الله نزل أحسن الحديث كتابا متشابها مثانية تقشعر منه جلود الذين يخشون ربهم ثم تلين جلودهم وقلوبهم إلى ذكر الله ذلك هدى الله يهدي به من يشاء ومن يضلل الله فما له من هاد. Allah Ta'ala says, as in Surah Al-Zumar, Ayah 23, as in the translation of the interpretation, Allah has sent down the best statement, a consistent book. Wherein is reiteration, the skins shower their form, the skins shower their form of those who fear Allah, of those who fear their Lord, and their skins and their hearts relax at the remembrance of Allah. That is the guidance of Allah by which He guides whom He wills. And one who Allah leaves astray, for him there is no guide. وهذا القرآن أيها الأحبة هدى للمتقين كما قال سبحانه في مطلع البقرة ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. As Allah Ta'ala said in the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, Alif Lam Mim, again these are words that the Quran consisted of. ذلك الكتاب, that is the book. هدى للمتقين, a guide for those who fear Allah. وقد قال الله تعالى كما في الآية الخامسة عشرة والسادسة عشرة من سورة المائدة. And Allah Ta'ala said as in Ayah 15, Ayah 16 of Surah Al-Ma'idah, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُّبِينٌ يَهْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانَهُ. الله تعالى says that in the interpretation of قد جاءكم من الله نور وكتاب مبين in the translation of the interpretation, there has come to you his pleasure to the ways of peace. Allah Azza wa Jalla and Allah Ta'ala let it to be a guidance وَقَدْ قَالَ إِسْرَاءَ آيَةَ 9 إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمْ. Verily this Quran guides to the best way, to the straight way. وَهُوَ أَيْضًا سبب حصول الطمأنينة للقلوب, and it is the cause of settling of the heart. قال تعالى كما في سورة الرعد في الآية 28 منها ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. Verily by Allah, by the remembrance of Allah, the hearts get settled. وقال أيضا في سياق الآيات من سورة الرعد الآية 31 منها يعني الله تعالى continue to say in the same surah and the ayah number 31 of it. ولو أن قرآنا سيرت به الجبال أو قطعت به الأرض أو كلم به الموتى بل لله الأمر جميعا. And if there was any Quran recitation by which the mountains would be removed or the earth would be broken apart, or the dead will be made to speak, it would be this Quran then. But to Allah belongs the affair entirely. فهذا القرآن عجيب. هذا القرآن and this Quran is amazing. فهو يحرك القلوب, it shakes the hearts. وهو هداية and it is a guidance. وهو مادة الخشوع and it is a matter of tranquility. قال الله عز وجل في الآية 16 من سورة الحديد, الله تعالى سير هذه الآية 16 of Surah Al-Hadid, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Has the time not come for those who believe that their hearts should become humbly submissive? As the remembrance of Allah, and it has come down to the truth, and it has come down of the truth. ولكن هذه القلوب قد أطبق عليها الران, but these hearts was covered from the outside by the corrosion of the sins. لأن هذا القرآن لا بد أن يؤثر في القلوب ويحركها. As this Quran must affect on the heart and make it shake and نعم يا إخوان, القرآن حياتنا والقرآن هدايتنا. Yes, brothers and sisters, Quran is our lives, Quran is our guidance. والقرآن شفاؤنا, and it is our purification. والقرآن طهارتنا, and the Quran is our purity. فعلينا بالإقبال على القرآن في شهر القرآن. So we have to come to the Quran more often in the month of Quran. وعلينا بتدبره. And we need to understand it. لعل الله عز وجل, الله تعالى, may shower us with mercy and brings us to life. أسأل الله بمن وكرم أن يحييني وإياكم على الإيمان. عالم أنه على كل شيء قدير. والله أعلم, وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. والآن إن كان هناك أي سؤال يمكن أن يرفع الآن. And now if there is any question, you can raise it now. نعم أم عبد الله, go ahead. تقول السلام عليكم يا شيخ. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. While learning تجويد and reading the Quran, when one has to repeat the same surah over and over again from teacher, do we have to prostrate each time when there is a sign of frustration? Someone said one has to say Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah. Is that the case? Well, the last part of the question I did not understand what you mean by it. Is it, you mean the tasbih while instituting in frustration? But anyway, the first part of it is no, it is not obligatory. It is not obligatory to prostrate every time you recite the ayah which contains sujood. Neither many times nor even one time. It's not obligatory. It's optional. And while studying and learning, it is not even preferable, because one will be busy in understanding and that. So in the normal recitation, yes, and in the salah, yes, it is from the sunnah to prostrate. However, this saying that this person said to you to say instead of prostrating Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Wa la ilaha illallah, I don't know this, the first time I hear about, and if it is not an authentic hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it is not accepted. No ijtihad in this field. This must be conveyed from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahu a'lam. Mahdi, go ahead. نعم. أم مهدي يسأل السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Is it permissible for a Muslim to video record themselves for educational reasons such as an exam? Secondly, can children be given Eid gifts, or is this following the disbeliever? In the first question, I don't know what you mean by such as exam, such as an exam. If you mean that exam and you give it to someone who's going to yani correct the exam and evaluate you, then if you are a woman, that's a danger thing, because this might be yani, this could be used wrongly. This could be used wrongly. Now, but if you mean yani, that you record yourself in the exam and send it to, if you are a male, to the teacher, the male teacher, and if you are female, to the female teacher, it's permissible, but I don't recommend it. I don't recommend it, because especially when you are a woman and you send it to someone else, it might fall into the hands of someone. In regard to the second question, can the children be given a gift? First of all, the gift is from our religion. Give gifts, you love each other. And the gift opens the heart. And not everything that the kuffar do is not permissible for us to do. That's not correct. So we say that giving gifts to the children, and even not to the children, to anybody, husband to wife to husband, father to children, friends to friends, it's all okay, inshallah. And if that is yani, something haram, then the kuffar eat. So we don't eat because the kuffar eats. That's not correct, ikhwan. This is not a principle. But the principle is, if it is part of their religion, and it is not part of our religion. Yani, for example, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he came to Medina and found the people fasting the day of Ashura, and he asked about that, they said that Musa alayhi salam fasted this day, and we fasted thankfulness for Allah Ta'ala. He sallam immediately fasted, and the ulama said that the Prophet sallam used to to adhere the Ahlul Kitab, the people of scripture, unless he is told by Allah not to. So, and there is not any dalil to say that giving gifts to the children or even to other than the children on the day of Eid is something from imitating the kuffar, which is haram, or from innovation, yani an innovation. Na'am, wallahu a'lam. We'll take last question, inshallah, from AKM71. Go ahead. AKN is not ready. جزاكم الله خير. الله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. AKN, you can send it to the email and for all that and for all at Hotmail, or You can ask it tomorrow, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.